There's a thin line separating a funny play from a farce. It's as subtle as the difference between humor and comedy. Boeing, playing at Homemade Theater in Saratoga Springs, tries to be both, and as should be expected, has mixed results. There are plenty of laughs in the production, but two, there are many slow moments. As an indication of the pace of the play, it runs about 2 hours and 40 minutes with an intermission, which is at least 20 minutes too long. When the production, which continues through May 4th, finds the frantic energy of a farce, it is a laugh-out-loud, funny comedy. However, when it gets bogged down with exposition and verbal wordplay, it is, at best, merely humorous. For example, the first scene of the opening act is played almost entirely as exposition. The fun is supposed to come from learning that Bernard is engaged to three women. It's a scheme that works because the women are airline hostesses from different countries, and since the play takes place in the 1960s, their awkward flight schedules prevent them from being in the same place at the same time, which is his apartment. However, even with the funny contributions of Robert, a nerdy friend who is in awe of Bernard's arrangement, and the caustic asides of Bertha, the I've-seen-it-all housekeeper, the segment is tediously slow. However, once the second scene finds Bernard's carefully plotted schedule falling apart as the new, faster Boeing 707 reduces flight times, it becomes a funny exercise in desperate deception. The act is filled with close calls that are solved by stacking the women in various bedrooms and hiding things like flight bags that could tip off the girlfriend of the moment that another woman is also on the premises. The act flows, the comedy builds, and it ends with many delicious, breathless moments. Act 2 finds the three women in the apartment at the same time. When the game of hide the fiancé continues, it is again fun. But this time the plot device has lost its freshness, and the farcical elements of the play have slowed considerably. The performers are left, with limited success, to force humor from a poor script. Throughout, the scenes have the same rhythm, and the stakes of Bernard never seem very high. There are many times when the confusion and problem-solving devices are funny, but the presentation rarely expands on what came before, and it becomes a play dependent on the success of individual scenes, rather than a production that builds through flow. Co-directors Michael Menchening and Michael McDermott also do well adding clever bits to the show. The performance is solid and energetic. But disappointing is that an attractive cast performing in a sex comedy rarely makes the material sexy. There are shifts of powers and even attitudes, but essentially the performance are a case of what you see in the first few moments of the play is essentially the same as what you get at play's end. Thank goodness what you see is pretty good. Boeing is at Homemade Theater in Saratoga Springs through May 4th. For tickets and information, call 587-4427. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.